astrology, feng shui, tarot, crystals. We've all heard about these practices, but what does it all mean? Each week, Mom and me will dive into these topics to present them in an easy, digestible 20 minutes. From full moons to celebrity charts to even red doors, Mom and me will share personal, shocking, and wow factor stories.
Welcome back to another episode of the Mom and Me Astrology Podcast. My name is Kate Swick, and joining me is my mom, Mary Swick.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
It's tax day. Have you filed your taxes?
Yes. Yay. I always file like late January, early February. I like to get it done.
Oh, you are so organized. I had to write a check out. That's the last thing. Our taxes have been done. I just sent the check out here this past week and picked up the tax box and filed it away. I let it set out to remind me to send that check.
Yeah.
But anyhow, now it's all, I always feel cleaner, better, like, put it behind me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, tax day isn't necessarily a holiday, but it is a key date during Aries season. And I do think that there have been some corporations that have kind of jumped on that idea of it's tax day, like get a free coffee with your meal or get a free donut with this kind of purchase. I mean, they're small things, but it is becoming more recognized as a reason to celebrate that it's kind of over, like you said.
It's kind of like what do I want to say it? It's like an ointment. It's like, you poor thing. You had to pay your taxes. Here, have a free donut. Right?
Yeah.
Compensating people for maybe doing, I don't know, I hesitate saying the right thing. I mean, I do believe in taxes, but I understand it's very controversial. And I thought it was just interesting. We've talked about holidays falling in certain signs and how it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And here we're in Aries. Mars is its ruler, and Mars is the fighter. And this is, of all these days in the year, this one has some sense of, I'm threatened if I don't pay my taxes, right?
Well, okay. Mars is the enforcer.
Yeah. Okay. The enforcer as well. They're going to come after me. They're going to penalize me. They're going to beat me up, right?
Yeah. There's an implied threat if you don't pay your taxes, or did I pay them correctly?
Oh, yeah.
Did I fill it out correctly? What if, they don't know the updated laws?
Oh, yeah. Am I going to get audited? So these are all maybe some of the darker or maybe some of the good qualities of Aries, right?
Yeah.
So if you are an Aries, you may say, that you may contest tax day. You may hate this day, or you may, put things down that are deductions that maybe really, the IRS wouldn't say that's a true deduction, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to say cheat, because that's, it's being self-employed. I understand that whole dilemma of what's a deduction and what isn't, right?
Oh, yeah. Very complicated.
Very complicated. Or people who get tips, do I report it? Do I have to? Is that right? Is that wrong? Is that a gift? That's not that's not income. That's a gift. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, that judgment is all part of Aries.
Yeah. Well, and Mars gives a lot of shape to our society, to the people, because rules are created or infrastructures created based on the money that's received from that. So, funny that Mars is that enforcer to pay up.
Yeah. So if you work with an Aries, they might be the enforcer in the office, right? Yeah. They may contest and fight some rules, but they also can be an enforcer. So again, it's just a little more insight into if you're an Aries.
Absolutely. So we'll hope everyone else is feeling a little relief that it is over and that it is done. And on a much lighter note, we are going to be talking today about the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction that is happening April 18th through the 22nd. We did do a full podcast episode on this, but it does happen once every 14 years. So you could go back to 2010. And before that would have been 1982. This does happen in everyone's chart. However, some people might be more sensitive to it based on where it's happening, or especially if it's making some sort of conjunction or opposition or square to a personal planet. So if you have your chart, of course, we want you to look for Probably 20, 21, or 22 degrees of Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius. And if you don't have any personal planets at that point, you can just see where does 21 degrees of Taurus fall in my chart in regards to what house does it fall in?
That alone can give you, even, and if you don't have your chart, you can do just solar astrology and count where where would Taurus be. If you're a Taurus, it'd be in your first house, right? So you could just do the solar astrology. Anyway, you're going to gain some insight about where opportunity, where you're being uprooted, where you're ex having a chance to expand, whether it's some great travel plans. Well, you have some great travel plans coming up, right, Kate?
I do.
Yeah. So, the idea of expanding, going out of your normal habitat, exploring. So it could be education related. It could be promotion related. Some people are just getting money. I've had several clients that way. There's just, money that's going to make a difference, money that's going to allow them to live a better lifestyle, to be in a better neighborhood. So, it's pretty fascinating to see this powerhouse. And by the way, and I was my oversight in my notes here, but you know what? It is every 14 years. So Kate mentioned 2010 to look back to see what was your story then, but also 1996 would be a key year to look at, and then going back to 1982, every 14 years. And I've had clients just get so much insight into their life just by looking at those years. So it's time to start a new chapter.
I think I shared my example on the last podcast about this topic, but in 2010, I was at the M Resort and they had gotten rid of all the managers, and I was kind of the last one standing, not
Yeah,
knowing, like, is this a good situation? Is this not a good situation? And it
right.
did turn out for the best. And it did give me a lot of opportunity, especially looking back on it, how it positioned me in the spa industry and how it led to some of the boards that I still serve on, for the spa industry and just all the connections that I made. But at the time, it was very touch and go.
Yeah.
And that's that Uranus of the roller coaster. Is this good? Is this not? Getting good news, feeling like, oh, I got news that was kind of a setback. But then Jupiter saying, okay, the expansion, the lucky, the opportunity.
Oh yeah, I 2010 we moved, and our life has been much better ever since. It's been a 14-year energy, and again, maybe it's too detailed, but oftentimes at the end here, as we wrap that 14-year period up, there's some focus on that initial storyline, that what was going on in 2010, and maybe there could be a wrap up of it somehow. I've had a couple of clients who are getting checks to resolve some things that happened back in 2010. They're just finally getting the check, the settlement, something being done.
Yeah, that's funny. Someone reached out to me and said that we should do a little reunion of a couple people that we worked with. And I'm just putting it together now, like unknowingly. We were like, well, does the 18th of April work? And now that like I'm thinking about that and then like looking at just the reminder of the Jupiter Uranus that would be happening on the exact day, April 18th, that we mentioned, of that idea of kind of going back to where it all began.
Yeah, touching base. Doesn't no trauma here. We're just saying it wraps up. You've kind of put a period at the end of the sentence. You look back. And we're all it's very exciting of, and again, the only thing I will say that could be challenging for people when Jupiter and Uranus get together, there's often a lot of tingling in the body. So it's easy to use the word neuropathy, or a nervous twitch or a nervous energy. There could be, because it's excessive. There's an excitement in the air about what's going to happen next. I haven't met anyone yet that's had a terrible story when I've done this exercise with them, and I've been doing it routinely here for now for the past solid 6 months. Taking people back, and everyone sees how their life switched, shifted in a new direction. And there was a lot of excitement and a little bit of fear. Oh, is it going to be okay? And it was.
Well, I think the really cool thing about being able to go back and look at it, because I know some people don't enjoy that exercise of going
Yeah,
back,
yeah,
or they
some
don't have a great memory as to what was going on. They have a hard time placing memories with years. But the cool thing about it is, I don't think when you bought the house that you knew how much that was really going to change your life.
Oh, no.
And when I got that position, just going back to these 2010 examples, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was exciting, but I didn't realize like the full capacity of that. And
Right.
sitting here now 14 years later, it real truly is hindsight is 2020. Mm-hmm. Because it takes out all the maybe harsh storylines or all the little hiccups that were there, and you can really just see the big picture. And because sitting here now, it's like, well, what's the big story for me, or what's the big story for you? And I think sometimes it's really hard to decipher, what is happening right now that is actually going to be kind of a theme that we are going to be able to look back on in 14 years from now.
A launch pad.
The launch pad.
We're all stepping up to a new launch pad. And it doesn't look like a launch pad. It just looks like something different, a little bit new. But it ends up catapulting us in a new direction.
So we did think we would talk about a few celebrities in the news right now, just to give some examples of how we're seeing it play out. And I think we have four examples here. Again, not maybe the listeners' examples, but it just gives maybe some more context of how this can live out.
Well, and I want to make it clear, this was easy. Jupiter, Uranus coming together. I thought, well, who's in the news? And that first one was Jelly Roll. Swept multiple awards at the Country Music Awards this past Sunday night, or a week ago Sunday, I guess it was now. But, he won Video of the Year, Male Video of the Year for Need a Favor. Anyhow, and Performance of the Year. And so I had to look up his chart. I thought, well, this is crazy. And sure enough, Jupiter, Uranus, this connection we're talking about, this alignment, is directly opposing his Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's fascinating when we think about the Mercury of the duality, because I think a lot of times when Jelly Roll's story is told, it comes from the standpoint of, oh, he was in jail, or he has a criminal record, and now he's a country music artist.
Right.
It's that duality, that Mercury that comes into play, and the fact that he's being highlighted and appreciated and awarded, even though he has that background. And he talks very openly about it, about his change, and he owns it, right? He doesn't try to cover it up.
Right.
But it is just interesting that Mercury is kind of highlighting that duality that he does carry.
Well, those who've listened for a while on the podcast know whenever we talk about Mercury or Gemini, we're saying the need to prove oneself, one to demonstrate, I can bounce the ball, I can, achieve something, I can take a test and get a high score, I can get a real estate license, where you prove you can do something.
Yeah.
And here it is, proving I can do something, proving I can be a country music star, proving I'm a good singer, right? Good musician.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so that got me really excited, because I thought, well, who else is in the news this week?
Mm-hmm.
And this Mercury theme, I thought I did not have to look hard, long. I thought, well, I was really into the women's basketball tournament that was going on last week. And so I just went to the head coaches. I pulled up Dawn Staley's chart. She's was the coach of the undefeated South Carolina, who ended up winning, by the way. And sure enough, Jupiter and Uranus was sitting on her Mercury.
Interesting.
Proving herself, proving of the program. This is the best program in the country for women's basketball. And they had an undefeated season. So there it is. I thought, oh my God, there was just, and so I had to go then to the other basketball coach, Lisa Bluder. She's with coach of the Iowa women's basketball team. And the big story there, she lost. So I'm thinking, well, she lost, so what's this gonna say? But she got a $300,000 bonus from the university, from Iowa, for taking the team into first the Sweet 16 and then getting into the final game.
Wow.
So here she got money. I mean, $300,000, I think that's quite a bonus.
That's so two things. That's a great Uranus story, that idea that even though she lost, she did kind of win in the end with the money personally, because that's Uranus, where you might think, that was a failure, that didn't work out. But then there was still something that Jupiter did provide in the end. Mm-hmm. And then when we go back to the South Carolina team, I think you mentioned before we started recording that it was the most watched basketball game.
14 million people watched that women's final. between
14 million.
South Carolina and Iowa. Far, far, far greater than the men's.
Which that's mind-blowing just because, I mean, people rip on women's basketball all the time. But I think that goes into that mercury of like that duality or the trickster of like, oh, you thought it'd be a men's basketball that everyone was so excited about. And it's like, surprise, like the women proved themselves.
Yeah. All the sponsors, the networks that carried the games, they just made money hands over fist off the women's. Anyhow, I didn't say it, but that in Lisa Bluter's case, that Uranus Jupiter was squaring her natal Uranus. So there was just a big surprise there about, you know, maybe not, it wasn't visible to everyone else. She didn't get a crown. She didn't get a plaque, right? She got money.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah. So those are three famous, you know, story people that were all in the news this past week. There's, I suspect every day we're going to hear some great stories about people that are excelling, doing well, getting validated, getting credit. I've had one client as well, which I'm very proud of this, someone who wanted to go back into getting his master's program and was accepted prestigious, multiple offers from prestigious universities with scholarship monies. And now, you know, again, I look, Jupiter, Uranus, Squaring Mercury. So isn't it wonderful?
Absolutely. Well, we hope that everyone can start seeing maybe or speculating what their Uranus Jupiter story is. But of course, if you have any great stories, we always love to hear how clients are living that out. So feel free to, you know, shoot us an email or respond on the podcast link about your Uranus Jupiter story. Yes. And, like we said, Uranus Jupiter, that conjunction will happen starting the 18th. It only happens every 14 years. So also just great day for maybe just unexpected news. So mark your calendars for that. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. To keep in touch with Mom and Me, feel free to follow us on social media at @_KateSwick, or to visit our websites. Visit Mom's website at maryswick.com or my website at kateswick.com.